Just before the housing bubble burst in 2008, a five-bedroom house like this one being built here in Queen Creek took about 3 to 4 months to finish. Today, not so much. Bob Dalton is the production manager with Meritage Homes.
Our homes are being built in 4 to 5 months. There are builders quoting people when they walk into their sales office up to 10 months.
The housing market here is definitely in recovery mode. New home starts in the area are up by almost 250% from the height of the recession, and demand is increasing. The only problem...
They're selling them faster than we can build them.
Toby Thomas is the president of Austin Electric, a state-based electrical subcontractor.
Unfortunately, the workforce just hasn't kept up with the demand. There's a significant gap right now.
Thomas says at his current staffing levels, his company is about 3 days behind on jobs. When other subcontractors are on a similar delay, that slows down the overall building process significantly. Beyond electrical workers, fields like masonry, plumbing, and even framing are seeing shortages too. Thomas says part of the problem is not enough high school students are interested in these careers.
We're not seeing a lot of the vocational talents coming out of the high school or the community colleges anymore.
But Dennis Hoffman, an economist with Arizona State University, says it's more complicated than that. He explains when the economy crashed, many skilled workers just left the industry.
Most of those folks have moved on to different pursuits.
Hoffman says that wages for skilled laborers in Arizona are low compared to neighboring states. But builders say they don't have too much room to budge on that, thanks to tight competition in the housing market here. And then there's Arizona's political climate. Hoffman cites anti-illegal immigration laws like SB 1070 as an example.
Available labor, especially from south of the border, especially geared toward construction, was made much more difficult for contractors to obtain.
But necessity is the mother of invention, as they say. Austin Electric, for example, is now partnering with several organizations to train refugees to be electrical workers, like Nasrullah Shinwari. He used to be an interpreter for the U.S. Army in Afghanistan.
We were faced with attack, we were faced with the fighting, but this job is easy, like not danger, that's why I like it.
Another program builders in the valley are relying on? Rio Salado College's incarcerated reentry program.
Once the hot wire is landed, now we want to focus on the neutral wire, which we know.
Anthony
here,
Wright is teaching today's class at the Arizona State Prison Perryville Complex. The program is so popular at this women's prison that Wright's class is always full. One of his students is inmate Ashley Roberts.
It's definitely something that I want to get into whenever I'm released.
And contractors are just as eager to participate. Many of the inmates here who want to use their new skills have a job waiting for them as soon as they're released.
You just have to show up and want to work and just take advantage of the opportunity given to you. So,
an opportunity that isn't lost on Roberts, who realizes many other companies are leery of hiring someone with a felony on their record. Back at the job site, Austin Electric President Toby Thomas says these programs are working well for his company.
They're all very motivated. They're hard workers. They're very dedicated. We've just been expanding on it ever since.
He says they're reliable, and without them, he'd be running 30 days behind on jobs rather than just three. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.